This game, it was obviously very disappointing, but, you know, we still have 10 games left in the season, so we really got to come and execute next week.
I feel the same way. Just come back next week. Got to come back, watch film, and get corrected on the things that we might not did as good tonight as we should have done.
Running game clearly was more effective with the offensive line from last week. This week, the running game more effective. What did you see from your spot there as the ball carrier?
I mean, I feel like we did a good job, but we just need to execute at the right times to be able to have a good ball game.
Mike and David and then Blake.
Brandon, in the passing game, why do you feel like some of the issues were with you guys turning red zone opportunities into touchdowns and so on?
Well, we really just got to go out there and execute. You know, the little mistakes hurt us, and I think that's turned into why we lost the ball game.
David, how do you guys describe the locker room right now?
Well, We just know we worked hard and we were disappointed, so we got to come back and execute. Like, we need to learn from the mistakes, and tomorrow we'll watch the film and see what we did wrong, what we can improve on going into next week.
Blake and then Wes.
Latrell, as a defensive player, how is it the process knowing that the defense played pretty good for large stretches of the game, but then, you know, a couple key plays there at the end?
Yeah, it hurts, but we just know that we don't want to go back through that anymore, so we're just going to go back and get corrected on the things that we didn't do good.
Weston, Jimmy.
For either guy, when y'all were going into overtime, obviously that the end of regulation there was really deflating. What was sort of the message to the team going out there for overtime, and how do you kind of regroup after that?
Just keep fighting. We know that we had to fight each quarter because they was continuing to fight too, so just keep going.
You did a really good job, I thought, putting pressure on the quarterback and affecting him a little bit. Did you feel the same way?
I feel like I did some things good, but then I still got a lot of things to prove on. So we're just going to get it corrected as a unit this week.
Not just you, but as a team, it looked like you did a pretty good job of harassing him.
Yes, sir, I think we did good. We're going to keep improving on it, though, just work on the things that we might not did as good. I really can't give it to you because I wasn't on the field at that time.
What did you kind of
see? I just seen, like, just drop back, throw it, just long ball.
Two sacks last week and then 4 at one point in the second half. The pass rush was a lot better tonight. What was different this week in practice? What was different about tonight than last Saturday?
I just felt like we knew as a unit that we had to get after because we didn't want to go back through what we did last week. So we just worked our hard to improve.
Did you think the team, the defense, was deflated when the game got into overtime?
No, sir. I think we still had energy. We wanted to go out there and fight. They just executed better than we did.
What's the message you guys can give for the fans who left the stadium disappointed and 0-2? What is the message you guys can give to the fans?
Just bear with us. We're going to continue to fight. Just keep coming out and supporting us.
I'll take a couple more for these guys, and we'll have Marcus Tatum over here as well. Marshall.
Brandon, on offense, last week and this week, both talking about execution that after the game and it being a cause of concern. When you have to say that in back-to-back weeks, kind of tough is that, I guess, to say?
It's obviously very tough, but one thing we got to do, we can't change the outcome at this point, so we really have to watch the film and see what we can do better and go into the next week and try to capitalize on our mistakes.
More questions for these two guys? I'll let you guys keep going. We'll take questions from Marcus. Questions from Marcus? Go ahead.
What you saw on the offense side, I mean, Ron James had a spectacular game. What do you say? Can you say about the offense team?
I think we just need to come out next week and just execute better. As a whole, we just need to get better in just down distance situations and important critical moments in the game and just keep getting better in those aspects.
And the same question I asked to the other two players. What is the message you can say to the Tennessee fans who left the stadium very disappointed today?
Just going to come back and keep fighting.
Jimmy, David, and then Wes.
Marcus, you pretty much had the game in check and probably should have won it. How deflating do you think this loss might be for this team?
I would call it more motivating, actually, because we just know that we have the capability. We know that we can fight as a team. We just need to come back and just execute better and finish.
I'm sure it's a combination of different things, but for some of those red zone scoring range kind of issues, is that just, I know it's bad execution, but is it different things at different times, or Is there kind of one theme that's been causing problems there?
I'd have to watch the film to answer that fully, but honestly, it's probably one person, because that's what it usually is. Every time I watch film, it's just one person out of the 11 that's making a mistake, and it just costs the whole team.
Steve and then Blake.
The emotions after this game, how does it kind of compare to what y'all went through after the game last week? Do you have a different outlook coming out of this game than last week? Or?
They're both a loss, so it's both a learning experience, but for this one, I feel like we fought a lot better as a team, and that we were just really just trying to come together a lot more this one. When we're running the ball, we're not really like thinking of like the yardage and things like that. We're just really trying just to control the ball and just control the game and just control the clock. So I feel like we did it at good times and like certain moments of the game, but then sometimes when we really needed it, we just didn't get it done. So like even though we had a lot of yards, but in the critical moments when we needed it, we didn't get it done. So I don't feel like we did as well as we needed to.
David?
When you guys did get it done, what did you feel like was different? Why do you feel like you guys were effective
earlier in the game? Just the 1-2. Just had more 1-2 this game. Just the attitude of the whole locker room was just—it was just different.
Okay.
Of course, when you're running the football like you were tonight, how much confidence as a unit do you guys have out there?
It's always confidence. We just kept telling each other, we just got to keep going. Just have to keep going. Just have to keep going. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing.
Right here in front.
You said there was more 1-2 this game. Why would there have been less 1-2 in the first game?
Not necessarily 1-2. It's just we know that we got embarrassed the first game, so it's used as motivation.
Marcus, you had a lot of success running outside the tackles. Was that the game plan to try to get on the perimeter, or did that evolve during the course of the game?
Yes, sir. We game plan because we knew they were big in the middle, so we knew we had to get them running sideline to sideline, get them tired, and just get them to run.
Let's go ahead and then move to Tyler.
As one of the older guys on the team, how do you help make sure that this thing doesn't start spiraling the wrong way? Because, you know, when things get to a moment like this, you know, y'all can either kind of rally around each other or can go the other way. How do you make sure there's a positive outcome to it?
I've been through worse here. We've all been through worse here. We've seen worse. So it's just look at the positive end. We fought. We just need to continue to fight because it's really not the end. SEC play still hasn't started. We still have a lot of room to improve. We only have room to grow, and that's a good thing to look at.
Tyler,
the Georgia State loss, you guys could kind of see it coming. Georgia State dominated the second half here. It was a big play. Overtime, they come back and they score late. Kind of your emotions, and it's one thing to rebound from Georgia State, but another one, a difficult overtime loss, double overtime loss. Where are you at mentally, personally?
Just to continue to work because, like, I knew we did better. I just know it's the little things. So I'd rather be able to focus on the little things than, like, know there's, like, a gigantic issue at hand.
Take a couple more. Jesse, go ahead.
Mark, you talked this summer just about kind of being sick of losing. You know, what was maybe the attitude or message in the locker room after such a loss like that?
I feel like now people aren't accepting it anymore. I'm starting to see, like, a little more, like, motivation throughout the locker room and just people know that we can continue to fight and we can be good. We just have to finish in the right moments.
Steve,
you talked about the little things that need to be corrected. What were some of the specific things that y'all need to do better?
Win the 4-minute drill, and that never would have happened.
Take a couple more. Few more. Blake, go ahead, last one.
Marcus, there's a 4th-and-1 play there in the fourth quarter in around Josh Palmer got stopped. Just kind of take us through that play and just looking back on it, how much maybe do you wish you would have a chance over just as an offense to get the first down?
We would love to have the first down, but to be able to judge the whole play, we'd have to watch it on film first.